Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at TouringPlans.com. The folks over at TouringPlans.com have one major goal, and that's to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. It is the holiday season, and if you know a family or if you're heading down to Walt Disney World or Disneyland in the next year, drop by TouringPlans.com, subscribe for that premium subscription. It's only $12.95 for the entire year, no matter how many trips you're taking. And it's going to give you the information you need both pre-trip with the best park of the day so you know where to land each day for your best advantage on your vacation, as well as the mobile app Lines, which is going to give you up-to-the-minute wait times, as well as the Optimizer, which will give you the best way to see the attractions you are most interested in with the least amount of wait. It's really the best money you can spend on your next Disney vacation. So drop by today and support the folks who support us. They're over at TouringPlans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 790 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Got to get out there and get in the holiday spirit as we are now in December and it is definitely cold all over the country and Christmas trees, Christmas lights are up. It's a great time of the year. And of course, we get together every Monday and talk Disney with some great trip reports. And today is going to be a very special show. We're so excited to have our one and only Ricky joining us from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com to talk about a very, very special trip that she recently took with her family down to Walt Disney World. So glad to have you on the show on a Monday, Ricky. Kind of cool.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here, and I will definitely be scattered all over the place with this trip report and also try not to cry. So,
you know, it's a tough thing because, you know, our podcast family knows that you went down recently over the past couple of months, took Grandma down to Walt Disney World, and, you know, we all followed your adventures along on the social media. You and I, you know, we tweet, we over-tweet, we share yes. too much, you know, and that's what we do, but I think that our podcast family loves it, A, because we just love to see glimpses of Walt Disney World when we're back in our regular lives. But, you know, I think we truly are a family. And, I love you like you're a sister, you know, and I love seeing your family down
just
there. I've grown
sister.
Up with you. That's
yes.
it, you know. So it's one of those things that it's fun to see you having these adventures. And, you know, our podcast family knows that Grandma has passed on since you took this trip, you know, pretty much recently after that trip. And, you know, it's kind of hard to talk about, I can imagine, for you, but it's also, I hope, going to be something that is fun to kind of look back on the times you got to have with Grandma.
Yeah, see, I'm already starting. No, it was a very fortuitous trip. You know, we went down there. My mom had been planning it for a couple months because my brother, as you guys know, was a cast member at Walt Disney World. He's not anymore, at least right now. We could go back, but, you know, as of right now, he's not a cast member anymore. So we decided to take this trip to show my grandma what my brother did. You know, my brother was so proud of his job down there and so excited to have the job down there. And so, you know, my mom wanted to take the family. Well, originally it was supposed to be just her and grandma going down there to see my brother. And I was like, well, I can't have that. You know, I'm not, right. so close.
Wait
and
a second.
I have an annual pass. Like, there was no way that was just going to be them because it was my grandma's first trip to Walt Disney World ever. So, you know, I knew that I had to be there for that. You know, that it was so special. I can't not cry. I'm sorry. It was so special for me. I remember sitting on the bus the first day as we were getting to the Magic Kingdom. And I teared up because this was it. You know, this was the trip. You know, this was the one that, you know, I was taking my grandma. This was our first time. She got to see a place that not only my brother loved, but I loved. And that was so important to me. And, you know, she'd always ask me questions about, you know, what I did and, you know, how I did it and why I was such a Disney geek. And so, you know, that to me, it meant a lot to me to be able to bring her down there too. And to see her and her first time. And, And so I'm not stuffy because I'm crying. I'm stuffy because I have a cold. So that's what my story, and I'm still gonna do it. But you know, it was honestly, it was so perfect. The trip was perfect. It was a week long trip, and you know, you always have your family squabbles, and you always have the thing, especially because the three of us girls all shared one all-star, you know, movies resort room. So, you know, it's gonna be a little tight. But you know, we did really well, and we didn't fight too much, and it was the perfect trip. I'm so, so lucky that we got to do this. Like, I can't even put into words, because this trip is my last memory of my grandma.
And you know what? You have lots of, and you have great pictures, and you have lots of memories from this, because I know you guys were having a great time. Now, let me ask you this, Ricky, because, you know, you mentioned this was grandma's trip to go down their first trip. And was this something that, because obviously you've been going to Disney for years, and, you know, your family is a Disney loving family, but was this something where grandma wanted to go, or was it like, we're going to make grandma go? She needs to go to Disney. I mean, because I know sometimes you got to drag family members down there, and then they have a good time once they're there. But was it something where she wanted to go, but it just wasn't in the cards, or how did that work out?
You know, I don't think grandma ever wanted to go to Disney World. My grandma was very, she's very set in her ways. She was very, you know, she didn't watch TV except for her programs that she watched. Really watch anything. She never watched movies, although Mom said she did like the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, which I know wasn't Disney, but
okay,
you know,
we'll
give her a pass on one. Okay. But she didn't watch Disney movies. She didn't grow, you know, she didn't live her life with Disney in her life. You know, she didn't really ever want to go. My grandma and grandpa lived in California, and they lived kind of near Disneyland. They didn't take my mom, I don't think, you know, and she was a little one. So Disney was never really something in the life of my grandmother. And I think it was more of a, we're just going to take grandma down, you know, just because, you know, we have to take her down. We can't leave her at home. So,
kind of like Aunt Edna.
No, yeah, exactly. Except she wasn't strapped on the top of the car.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and guys, no mean emails. Ricky and I are like sisters. Our families know each other, so
we have to laugh
to get through times like this.
Yes, exactly. So, she was excited about the trip. Like, you know, she knew that she was going down. She was very excited about it. I think she was very apprehensive because me and my brother would be talking about all the things that we wanted her to see and do. And, you know, because obviously my brother was very entrenched in the Disney life at that point. And so, you know, he had his idea of what he wanted to see, you know, grandma to see. And I had my ideas of what I wanted my grandma to see. And I'm sure my mom had her ideas of what she wanted her to see, too, you know, because my mom is the reason that we went to Disney. You know, she's the driving force behind why me and my brother like Disney in a weird way, you know. So we made grandma go along, but she was excited about seeing it, about seeing my brother and having family time together.
Yeah, that's how I think it is for a lot of families where, you know, like my grandma, you know, similar in age to your grandma, she's very set in her ways. You know, like she loves Judge Judy. You know, it's like it's like the weirdest shows. You know, it's like,
hey, Judge Judy is awesome. I tape it every day on the DVR. Like, so don't judge Judge Judy.
You're a 90-year-old lady, cat lady, man. I'm just saying. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's so funny because, you know, grandma's content to stay home. But I mean, the world, you know, in Walt Disney World is so magical that it's so cool to get to go down there. But like, I remember that, you know, and your grandma's definitely a true St. Louisan, that the theme of the trip was trying to find a Bud Light. You know, I mean, that's living yes. St. Louis right there.
Yeah, grandma, for those who did not follow the adventures on my Twitter feed or Facebook or everywhere, grandma is a Bud Light snob. Grandma had to have Bud Light. She would not drink. She does not drink any other beer. It has to be in a bottle or can. It cannot be draft. She can taste the difference. Matter of fact, we went to Fulton's the first night we were there, and we asked if they had Bud Light, and they did. Unfortunately, it was draft. She got it because she wanted a Bud Light, and she hadn't had one all day. And she took one sip of it and made an ugly face because that's how grandma was. She didn't like it. She made a face. And then she passed it on to my brother's friend who was with us. So, you know, she wouldn't drink it because it was draft. So that tells you right there, you know, a funny story of grandma. You know, we were at the Magic Kingdom. And of course, as we all know, the Magic Kingdom does not serve alcohol except for a beer guest. But you know, we weren't there. So we were getting a Dole Whip for my mom. And my mom's like, you know, grandma, you know, mom, do you want a Dole Whip or anything? And she's like, I want a beer. I'm like, well, they don't have fear at the Magic Kingdom. I'm sorry.
She's like, take me to Epcot. Isn't there a monorail out there somewhere?
Exactly. We found a beer at Epcot the next day. We did get her beer at Epcot. That's actually one of my favorite pictures is her in her chair with a beer. She didn't ever smile, but she had this as best as grandma would smile on her face. And she was just happy. She had what she wanted. And so, yeah. And then we found another beer at Downtown Disney, too. So she had a few of them. Probably not as many as she wanted. But she definitely had some Bud Lights. So,
you know, I don't even drink, you know. But I mean, I'm saying Walt Disney World, you need something to kind of kick back. I mean, sometimes it's stressful.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
go ahead and share some of your stories, you know, from the trip, because I'm sure that, you know, there's some funny stories there, because I know that, you know, traveling with any kind of family, and I think you mentioned this earlier, can be stressful because you yes. have what you love, but you want to also give that experience to the family member who's never been there before. And I can imagine, you know, your grandma was older, that adds a whole nother layer to the situation.
Absolutely. So, first I kind of want to talk about taking it, grandma, and we had a wheelchair for her. There was absolutely, I mean, we knew there was no way that you can push or you can take a 94-year-old lady at Disney without the wheelchair. So make sure you have a wheelchair if you're taking the elderly.
Or I might need a wheelchair on January 11th.
Right,
about noon.
Exactly.
I'm just saying,
exactly.
And I'm 41.
So I may need one too. So just make sure you have some spares. Anybody going marathon weekend, somebody may need it. So yeah, but I can tell you, oh my gosh, it was so great. I know that there's been a lot of talk about, you know, how Disney's been changing all the rules, you know, since they had the GAC, now it's the DAS. And so I know that there's been a lot of changes with all that. And it was so super easy. We thought we would need, you know, a card, and we didn't. Wheelchairs do not need any special card or anything like that. You basically go up to the cast member. And most of the time, it'll be just a regular line. You won't have to go through any special entrance or anything like that. They'll wait in line with you. They have, in some areas, they do have some attractions, they do have a specialty car that you do have to wait for in order to get on the attraction, just to make sure that the wheelchair could get on. And we some attractions, Grandma got out of the wheelchair because she is mobile, or she was mobile. She could walk. But you know, some things we just kept her. She was just happier in the wheelchair and we just wheeled her on and we waited for the wheelchair vehicle. It was kind of interesting to watch, to see the wheelchair vehicles and how that whole process went. But it was super easy. So don't fret if you have to bring someone who's elderly in a wheelchair. You'll be able to get on things just fine. Super easy. They strap them in real well. And everything is fine with that. Actually, it was really funny because Grandma really didn't like people doting on her very much. She, you know, she didn't like it. And so our first day, you know, Mom wanted to take Disney transportation at first, and I was kind of hesitant because I've been driving for a long time down there now and getting around that way. And so I was like, okay, we'll take the bus to the Magic Kingdom. We were going to the Magic Kingdom. So we get on the bus and they, you know, we load Grandma on. And it was a busy morning because it was morning that we got on and you know, they fixed her in there and strapping her in, and she's just kind of looking at this like, what on earth, you know, what is this? You know, this is her first view of Disney, and she I could just see in her head, you know, this is unnecessary.
Yeah, because in Missouri, they would just tell like two guys, just hold on to the wheels. Here we go. You know,
exactly. So, and then, you know, this just goes, my grandma, God love her. She definitely had her own sense of life. And I could just see on her face, because they started loading the people on the bus, and there were people that ended up standing next to her because, you know, the bus was so crowded. And I have this picture, and just the look on her face was, she was kind of ticked off that these people were like in her personal space. And it's just like, yeah, Grandma, that's how it's going to be. You're at Disney World right now. You're going to have people all around you. It's okay.
Yeah, personal space gets checked at the airport.
Exactly. So, but, you know, she, that was definitely, you know, one of my favorite things was just her look on her face of just like, this is terrible. I don't know what I'm getting myself into. But the first attraction that my grandma ever did at Walt Disney World was the Jungle Cruise, because obviously it was my brother's attraction. So we had to make sure that she saw that. And that ended up being one of her favorite attractions. Not because, I mean, obviously my brother didn't do the cruise. You know, he was with us. He was playing in the parks with us. But she ended up loving the Jungle Cruise. It ended up being one of her favorite things that she ended up doing. So, I, you know, it was great to see that. And it was one of the few attractions. And I will tell you, I have so many pictures of Grandma from this trip. Like, I'm so glad that I did that. Because, you know, I was doing it because I knew I wanted the memories. Not knowing that this would be almost the end, but I wanted the memories of her vacation. It was her first trip. I wanted to see it through her eyes, and it was kind of like taking a kid, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, parallels there.
Absolutely. It, you know, seeing it through her eyes was like taking, you know, just a grown-up kid. So, you know, it was so cool to see, and I have so many great pictures of her. Just in her eyes, enjoying attractions. You know, I made sure to if I was sitting in the back behind them, like on Pirates or It's a Small World, you know, that kind of thing, I took pictures of her enjoying the attractions because I wanted those memories. So if you do take someone who's elderly or even with children, just make sure you take those pictures, because even if they seem silly and stupid at the time, you never know what will just spark something with you. You know, that is like, that's really cool. That's a great picture to see Grandma enjoying this. I took so many selfies. You know, Grandma's taking a selfie with me, and imagine she doesn't know where to look.
Yeah. Imagine Ricky taking selfies with people. I'm just saying.
Right, exactly. It's not like I ever do that. So, but yeah, we did that. And I wanted to make sure that I had the pictures, that I had the photographic proof, you know, that she was there, that she did it. It's funny because there were some things that I thought that she would want to ride that she was like, not a chance, you know, something so simple as Dumbo. I was like, Grandma, you want to ride Dumbo? She's like, nope, not going on Dumbo, not doing it, not a chance. She didn't want to be up in the air, even though it's something so simple and safe, and, you know, she wouldn't do it. Another really just grandma is we wanted to go. She wanted to see characters. Okay. So she wanted, we went and I knew that we'd go. She wanted to see Donald Duck. So I was like, okay, Grandma, we'll take you to go see Donald. So we're in line. We went to, you know, the character area at the Magic Kingdom in the back Pete's Silly Sideshow. And we went to go see, you know, meet Donald. And we're standing in line, and she's kind of like, what are we waiting in line for? She's like, I just wanted to see him. I didn't want to meet him. I just want to see Donald.
Like, I don't need to wait in line. I mean, he's not that cool.
So I was like, Grandma, we're here to wait in line to meet Donald. She's like, oh, I don't want to meet him. I just want to see him. So that's, you know, I mean, we, of course, went through the rest of the line and had her meet him. And some of those pictures are some of the best ones that we have, because she's just, you know, she's like a kid, you know, we're pushing her in her chair and she's meeting the characters for the first time ever, which she'd never done, you know, and I'm sure she thought it was silly and stupid, but, you know, it's just, you know, one of those things.
That's hilarious though. That, I mean, because we think of, I mean, that just shows the different mindset that you have when you're like so hyper-focused on the Disney aspect of things. Like, to meet or to see a character to us means to meet and greet and autograph and picture and, you know, selfie anymore with the character, where to Grandma, to see the character means I just want to see, you know, walk down the street, you know, a parade's cool,
good.
You know,
I'm that's good. Fine. I'm that's good.
Let me ask you this. I've always wondered this because, again, I'd like to take my grandma, but she isn't going to go. She's exactly like your grandma. I mean, she's a homebody, you know, it's like, oh, I guess he Judge Judy in Jeopardy.
Right.
But,
exactly.
You know, and God love her. That's her life.
Was my grandma.
That's it. You know, exactly. It's so true. But Did you guys go on Carousel of Progress?
We did.
Now, see, I would wonder what that would be like for somebody of my grandma and your grandma's generation. What does she think?
I asked her about that one because I wanted to know. On the way home, I asked her, you know, what some of her favorite attractions were and what her least favorite attractions were. And Carousel of Progress was one of her favorite ones. We started talking a little bit. And, of course, I wish I would have gotten to press her a little bit more afterwards. But she really liked it. She said that in the first scene, she actually saw things that her mother had. So she saw things that, you know, she had in her house growing up, which was kind of a cool thing. So she did like Carousel of Progress. It didn't really, it wasn't one of her, like, it was one of her favorites, but it wasn't something that, you know, really stood out as something that she connected with. But she did, I did ask her about that one because I did want to know. And it was kind of interesting to hear, you know, that there were a few things that were in that first opening scene that she grew up with. So
that's interesting. I mean, because, you know, like when I see the 90s scene, you know, the Christmas scene, it has an attachment to me because I see like the clothes that when I look back of like Christmases from like junior high and high school, that's basically where I was in the kind of like, how our house was furnished and the video games and the clothes and the hairstyles. I mean, that's it. So I think it would be cool that, you know, some guests like your grandma could, and my grandma, you know, folks of that generation could go back not only to the last scene of the Carousel of Progress, but two or three scenes before that and say, man, I remember that. And I haven't seen a situation like that in a long, long time.
Absolutely. I mean, my grandma, the first scene is set in 1900. Is that right?
Yeah. The turn of the century.
Yeah. So my grandma was born in 1920. So, you know, she definitely had some of that stuff growing up, which is really cool. You know, she definitely, that was still part of her life, a lot of that stuff. So, you know, that was really an interesting part, but, probably my favorite thing. And I'm sad that we got evac'd off of it because this was, I think, her favorite attraction overall besides the Jungle Cruise, but we did, Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin. Oh my God.
That thing makes me dizzy as it is. And I'm like 40. I mean, come on.
I know. I don't know what it was about that attraction, but she freaking loved it. Like I have the best pictures of her shooting the gun because that was really my focus. Again, I wasn't worried because I suck at that game, so I don't even try anymore, but I was really worried about, you know, getting pictures of her. And it's just so great to see her. She loves shooting that gun and just trying for points. And you know, we did ended up getting evac'd off of it, which kind of stunk. You know, she didn't get to finish the ride, but she loved that thing. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how much she loved it. So
that's so weird that would be one of her favorites. Like, I just totally don't see that.
Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin. Who'd have thought?
So. Let me ask you this though. Okay, so you know, you mentioned some of these highlights, and I love hearing the joy in your voice. I mean, that's why I wanted, you know, because we waited. We were going to do the show. Then, you know, we had to try to find the time. But I'm glad we're sitting down today and getting to talk about it. And you know, I could totally hear the joy you had. When you're traveling with somebody like your grandma, you know, that's elderly, and, you know, my grandma would be the same way. You know, I look at your grandma, my grandma was born in 1921, so kind of the same thing
right.
There.
Same.
And, you know, as far as, like, I'm trying to think of just the logistics of it, you know, as far as we have this podcast that helps people plan better Disney vacations.
Right.
Like, meal times. I mean, you mentioned you guys went to Fulton's one night, which is off the radar for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that much, but, you know, what was it like trying to make sure that grandma had everything that she needed as far as not, you know, not pushing her too hard, but also eating on time? Because I know, like,
torture.
With me, well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, with me, when I get hungry, man, nobody else is having fun in the party. That's just me. And I mean, when I'm 94, you better feed me like every 2 hours. I'm just, so how was that?
Torture. Oh my God. It was torture. Oh my God. Grandma is the pickiest eater ever. Like, she eats like a bird. So kids' meals were perfect for her because...
Well, that's what you do, too, so it must run
in
the family.
Well, I know, right? Yeah, it must run in the family. No, really, in this instance, kids' meals were a lot of the time what we got her, and that's kind of why I'm such a champion, not just for me, but, you know, other people, not just children, are eating kids' meals because of one reason or another, whether it's because of their diet or because, you know, they're elderly or whatever. You know, kids' meals really are for everyone in a way, even though they say, you know, under 10 or whatever, but... For her, it was perfect because it was the right size, but there just weren't a lot of options that she was interested in eating. And that made it hard because, you know, we didn't want to get her a big meal because she wasn't going to eat it. And, you know, so it did make it very hard when, you know, all there was something like chicken nuggets, which she doesn't eat, or, you know, it made it very difficult. So I do wish that Disney had some more options that were a little more varied, maybe were a little closer to what were offered at some of the restaurants. You know, it was a smaller piece of whatever the main meal was there. I wish that was something, you know, like, I think my main mind right now is thinking of, like, Flame Tree, and yeah, it's chicken leg, but still it's at least something that is offered as part of the main meal of, you know, the chicken, the half a chicken, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, no. Oh my God, it was such torture though, feeding grandma. Oh, it wasn't necessarily because about the times that she ate, because she was really okay with eating anytime. She was fine with that. And if she wanted a snack, you know, she'd ask for it, but she didn't really ask for a lot of snacks. But you know, the hard part was finding things that she would actually like, that she would actually eat. Matter of fact, oh God, it's just some of my most frustrating moments in the entire trip, and where I just wanted to, you know, just up and leave, were moments. It was late at night, and we got back to the food court. Like I said, we stayed at All Star Movies, and Grandma, Mom, and I were hungry, so we hadn't eaten, and so we wanted to go down and eat dinner. You know, and like I said, it was late at night, so it was like 9 o'clock at night. I was starving. I was cranky. I was tired. I just wanted to eat something. And so me and Mom got something to split. And then we got something for my mom's, like, let's get Grandma a burger.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Grandma has to have, it's got to be a plain burger.
No
cheese.
No. Yeah, no.
Right?
Come on,
wait, wait, wait. No cheese with mustard and onions. Okay.
It sounds like my dad, actually, to be honest.
This is the only way that she will eat a burger. So, fine. Okay. So I'm standing in the huge long line because late at night, so there's only like two, things open at
that's true. Yeah.
At night. And I'm waiting in this line. And of course, they have, you know, it's huge, long. I'm waiting forever. Then I get to the front. They have burgers. But of course,
they
the burger
cheese.
Has cheese on it. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay.
Grandma,
so,
you can eat cheese.
No, she won't eat cheese. So I had to sit there and wait for them to make me a burger without cheese, which took freaking forever. Oh my God, I'm sitting there just so angry. I'm just like, I just want to eat. I'm so mad. I was so starving at this point. I was just frustrated beyond belief. Finally, they give me, you know, I waited probably 10, 15 minutes for this burger. No joke. Waited for them to, I think they, you know, slaughtered the cow and then brought me the burger, because that's how long it felt like it took. And then finally I got the burger, and I you know, it was fine. I went and ate, and I got the mustard, and I got the, it was just the frustrating part of standing there waiting in line for the stupid burger. And then the next morning I had to go back, because that we ended up deciding to leave Grandma in the room one day just to let her regroup, because we'd gone kind of hard with her. It had been like day four, actually. And we'd taken her. And the day before, it rained. It poured the entire day. And so we had this umbrella. We were carrying over her, you know, and it was a miserable day that day. So we just thought we'd leave her, you know, for the afternoon. My dad actually ended up coming down as not a surprise, but, you know, a weekend getaway. And so he was there with us that day. And so we kind of wanted to go in the parks as the four of us, you know, Mom, Dad, and Casey and me. So I got down to the restaurant to get Grandma's breakfast for the morning, because that was really all she was going to eat that day. I knew that was all she was going to eat. So we wanted to make sure she got something substantial. And so we got her this breakfast, and she wanted her bacon crispy. And I was like, I like bacon crispy. I'm sitting there waiting because they had to make the bacon crispy. And then I realize afterwards, he's like, you know, they said this is as crisp as we can cook it.
And it's probably not, safety, it probably wasn't Missouri crisp.
No.
Like Bert, like for, we do here.
For safety standards. And I'm like, oh God. And I was like,
for your safety,
oh my God,
burn
I'm
that
so
stuff.
Stupid. I should have just taken it, because I was like, that's fine. I'll end up, and I ended up microwaving it anyway. I was like, why didn't I just think of that? To begin with, I'm like, that was so dumb. So yeah, that was the food was definitely the most trying part of the entire trip, was getting Grandma fed and finding things that she wanted. Matter of fact, the last memory that I have, the funniest one, is, and it has nothing to do with Disney, but we were on the way back from Disney. I drove, they flew into Atlanta, and I drove them down, and we were driving, we were getting
Zaxby's,
gas.
Right? Tell me
no,
she wanted Zaxby's.
No, she didn't want Zaxby's. Ugh. She wanted ice cream. And so we went to the gas station. We were looking for ice cream. Well, everything that they had that she would have liked had nuts, because she wanted a cone. And Grandma couldn't eat nuts because she'd had some gastro problems and stuff like that.
Well, so, and if you're on a nine, I mean, you know, seriously, if you're on that long of a road trip, you got to make sure you pay attention to those things.
Right, exactly. So I was like, okay. So I was like, fine. We ended up getting back on the road, and I saw that there was a Sonic there, and so I was like, Grandma, I was kind of begrudging, because I'm like a person who likes to get back. Like, yep. I don't like to stop. Me I like too. To keep going. And I said, Grandma, there's a Sonic over there. So we ended up going to the Sonic, and they had these new waffle cone sundae things. It was a full waffle cone, and it had, like, it was an actual sundae. And unfortunately, that day, it was, like, a special day where they were just selling the waffle cones without the sundae part for, you know, a cheaper price. And I was like, I told him she didn't want any of the other stuff on the sundae. She just wanted the strawberries and the ice cream. And so I'm trying to tell the lady, I just want one of the strawberry waffle cone sundaes with just straw. Oh my God. It was the most disastrous thing. I ended up leaving the drive-thru area and went to the you know, how they have the lanes where you can park and, you know, order food. And I went to the lane where you park and order food, and I tried to explain what she wanted again. And it was the most frustrating thing. I was just so angry at Grandma by the time all was said and done.
Well, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Grandma, because I love Grandma, but, you know, it's like, it's reminding me of that scene in Rain Man where, like, they're stuck in that hotel in Missouri and he has to have fish sticks and, like, tartar sauce with no pickles or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's totally what it seems like, because it's like on a road trip, nothing more frustrating.
Oh my God, it was so frustrating. And I love her, you know, to pieces. And I know that was just her, and, you know, she was just being herself. But oh my gosh, for that was the hardest part of the whole entire trip, though, was just finding food that Grandma would enjoy.
And that's like my dad, so don't feel bad, because he's picky when it comes to his food too.
So is my dad. Maybe it's, I don't know.
It must be a floor center, Missouri. I don't know what it is, but
I don't know.
So
don't know.
Let me ask you this. I mean, lots of memories, lots of laughs today, and I'm glad that you got to get this out there for our audience. And I know that our audience is, you know, feeling the pain that you're still going through, because, you know, you lost your grandma, but, you know, you do have these memories. So now that you've had, you know, a little time to kind of reflect on the trip and getting to embrace this, you know, 24/7 time with Grandma, which, you know, we don't get to have. I mean, you know, laugh and cry and, you know, as painful as it sounded, you know, with the bacon story and all that. But, you know, if somebody's thinking about taking somebody who is elderly, who, you know, you're just like, do we take them? You know, is this a good idea? I mean, what do you say to that proposition for somebody that may be in the same situation, maybe coming in 2015?
Do not hesitate. Take them. I don't care, you know, what you have to do to get this trip to go, but this trip will live on forever for me and my family. It is as frustrating, you know, as there were at times. It is still the best trip I've ever taken with my family, and I've taken quite a few trips, you know, with my family. I mean, heck, my whole family came down to Jamaica with us when we got married, you know, so. You know, that was interesting as well, but this is the last memory that I have of my grandma, and you know, you never know when that time is going to happen. I mean, before this, Grandma was so vibrant. I mean, she was just, you know, for a while we thought she's never going to die. You know, she was so strong and so, you know, heavy-willed, and she loved life, and she got along real well. She was so healthy up until the point when she had her stroke, which was literally, like, a week later. It wasn't even a week that I had put her on a plane. I mean, I put her on a plane on Tuesday, and she had the stroke on Sunday. So, you know, you can't. Don't put it off. You will regret it if you put it off. It will. You will always have the what if, you know, what if we'd done it? What if, you know, don't put it off. Do it now, because those memories are going to be something that you have forever. And it's just, you'll never regret it. Honestly, it won't be the same kind of trip that you're used to. It will be you know, it will be at a slower pace, although we did definitely take Grandma at a fast pace sometimes. And I know that part of our worry was, you know, did we cause the stroke? You know, thankfully we found out we didn't, you know, but, you know, did we run her too hard that we caused it? And you know, they said no. But, you know, oh God, I forgot the story about Yeehaw Bob. We went and saw Yeehaw Bob, and oh, she loved Yeehaw Bob, but, you know, I was like, Grandma, do you want to go meet him? You know, how he does the thing at the end of the night, and, you know, and where he has people meeting. And he's like, I'm like, he's really nice. And he's like, he's nice over there.
He's nice over on his little nice little stage.
Yeah, exactly. So that was great, too, because, you know, my mom and my dad and my brother and my whole family were there seeing Bob. And it was all the generations of all of us, you know, and everybody had fun. And so, no, just don't hesitate. Plan that trip. Plan that trip right now. You will not regret it. It will be one of the best things you could ever do. Honestly, just.
And I think that's well said, though, Ricky, because, you know, this Christmas will be different for your family, definitely. But I think that, you know, as you come together as a family and as you still grieve Grandma's, you know, being gone, you do have, you know, you could, I'm sure you're, because I know your parents, especially your dad, you know, will be cracking jokes about the bacon not being crispy enough and the, you know, the draft beer giving Grandma a headache because it wasn't out of a bottle. You know, I mean, it's just, it's that kind of stuff that kind of, you know, as you move through this loss in your family, you could even, and I know you guys, obviously your family's whole business is photography and memories and pictures and stuff, that you could go through and look at the pictures and the times you had, and, you know, Grandma's still alive there in your family and looking down on you guys and proud of what you've become. And, you know, and this Disney trip is going to be a huge part of that. So I'm glad you have that. And it's so true, though, like you said, you don't want to put things off till the perfect time.
No.
Because, you know, for example, I lost one of my very best friends about 4 years ago now in a tragic drunk driving accident. He wasn't driving. He was a passenger in the other car. But my good friend Steve was killed. And, you know, it was the weekend of Tower of Terror run. It happened a couple days before that. And, you know, we had all these events planned and I had to go down and, you know, get there. And it's still hard on me each and every day. I mean, he lived on my street. You know, we grew up together. He was my Quarry League catcher. I was the pitcher, and we were inseparable for years and years. And, you know, you think you're going to have that time forever. And I mean, you know, we were in our late 30s at the time. You know, you definitely think you have the next, you know, 5-6 decades to get things done. And you know, all of a sudden life is snatched, and it's sad, but I'm glad you have those memories, and I'm glad you had the courage to come on today and, you know, really share this intimate trip with us, because it's heartwarming to hear that the family you have, and like I said, I'm sure Grandma's looking down and loving everything that you've become, your brother's become, your mom and everybody. And, you know, it's great that you had these memories, and we really appreciate you sharing them with us.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have not shared this trip for anything. You know, I would have shared it earlier, obviously, but everything had happened and the stroke. And then, you know, she was in the hospital for a couple weeks. And for those who don't know, you know, I had debated whether it would happen. It was basically a 2-week time period, between our trip and then Epic October. And this happened right in between. And I had debated whether I was going to go down for Epic October, and I decided to do it. The stroke is really the thing that affected me the most in her loss, because I didn't want to see her. And I knew she was there. You know, I knew she was in her head, and I could tell. I mean, I saw her. I didn't go home and see her. I did see her through FaceTime, though. And I knew, you know, I knew that she was there. And so the part of me that really mourned her loss was right then, right before Epic October. And I debated it. You know, I debated whether I wanted to go. And I finally decided that, you know, I needed to go to Epic October, because I needed to laugh, and I needed friends, and I needed my family, you know, my extended family. To be there, and I'm really glad that I did, because it ended up, you know, I was in a depression before that Epic October, and it made me come out of it a lot better than I would have. You know, so Grandma then passed away in October, and so you know, I ended up going home for that, but it was really such a short window of, you know, we were down there having fun, having a good time, and then a month later she had passed away. So, you know, it was a very trying, you know, month or so for our family. And, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. And so I'm just glad that she has, you know, she knew how much we loved her, and that's all that matters.
That's it. You know, and it's so, you know, it's so strange because, you know, we started this podcast back in 2008 in March, and we've, you know, been going almost 800 episodes now. And the thing is that life has happened. A lot of life has happened in that time span for not only us. I mean, a lot's happened to us, but a lot's happened to our listeners. And it's, you know, we talk about the podcast family, and it's so true because we've mourned together, and so many of our friends have helped us get through these things and put their arms around us to make it a little bit easier. And this happened for you in this case. It happened for me with Steve. And I know so many times things have happened to our podcast listeners that, you know, each other, you know, other listeners have reached out and helped them get through those difficult times. And for that, we're just so just we've gotten so much out of this podcast, more than we've put into it. And it's so welcoming to know that, you know, you guys care about us and care about each other. And just I want everybody out there to know that you've made, you know, you've made the hard times for us a lot easier.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure that I've said this before, but, you know, to those who chipped in on that gorgeous and ridiculously large plant that ended up being at the funeral. Oh, my God. That thing is huge. It's at my mom's house now. I don't know if I'll ever get it down here to me in Atlanta, but it's at my mom's house now. And so as long as she doesn't kill it, it'll be fine.
Yeah, hang in there, Donna. Yeah, it's just incredible. But the kind words mean so much to us. But truly, we're blessed to have each one of you listening to the show. And Ricky, again, we're going to get out of here. But thanks for the courage to come on. And, you know, we love Grandma. We love you.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the good folks. Nothing like talking about touring plans, but I'm sure it saved you time in lines. I mean, you know, hey, what a segue here. I mean, you blog for them, so I mean, you can feel the love. So
absolutely, yes.
I'm sure Grandma would have been like, "Get me out of this line. I need to. I want to meet Donald, but I don't want to have to wait in line." You know,
I don't want to meet him. I just want to see him.
That's it. Well, it doesn't really work in that instance, but
sure it does. You know, the less time you're waiting in line to see him.
Len approves of this message. Anyway, yes. So if you want to stay out of line, see the most amount of attractions possible, drop by touringplans.com today. You will not regret it. The best $12.95 you can spend over the next 365 days. Check them out again, touringplans.com. The next Be Our Guest Podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, December 21st at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. And we are playing the best mix of holiday audio from down at Walt Disney World, as well as that stuff you know and love. We are now Merry Mouse Radio, so check it out over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right. Thanks so much. We hope you enjoyed today's show. We know it's kind of hard to listen to. I'm sure a few tissues were used. Today's show brought to you by Kleenex.
Yeah, but, I should have prefaced that before I started the podcast. Not after, but oh well.
But it's because we all care. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. And we'll be back again on Wednesday with your listener questions. So send those in to Mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. So for Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.